Good evening. We would like to call the regular meeting of December 17th to order. If you could stand, if you're able, for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silent prayer. Remain standing for a moment of silent prayer. Thank you. The first item on the agenda is a consent agenda. We have the minutes of the December 3rd, 2024 regular meeting, statements and checks, and the treasurer's report.
So moved.
Motion Eldridge, support Peterson. Is there discussion? Trustee Lovejoy Rowe.
The minutes did
not include, is your mic on?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, now it is. I want to offer an amendment to the consent agenda motion, with the exception of the minutes, that the minutes be included the statements that were made in both about the budget and also about the streaming. So I guess that's an amendment to the motion to approve the consent agenda.
So the minute. So we want to, because we'll bring them back.
Yes.
To the township board for approval if there's any changes. And you'll listen to the tape and bring them back.
Thank you.
So there was a request by Lovejoy Rowe to add the information regarding the budget.
It was the budget statements and also the statement regarding streaming, where there's the statements I made and that you made back about what we were going to do regarding the discussion.
So stream. Under other business, Trustee Lovejoy Rowe proposed a township live stream park commission, planning commission, and board meeting. You want more information than that?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I'm reading on page 6, mm-hmm. Under other business. It said Trustee Lovejoy Rowe proposed a township live stream, park commission, planning commission, and board meeting.
I wanted it on the agenda, and you had said that it would be better for the next time, and then I had said, do I need it? So I'd like just to have that information in there. I had said, do you need a formal agenda item for an action? You had said, we could do it for discussion. I said that'd be fine. So if you just include that, great.
Did everyone receive the email that I sent out regarding streaming, just to update everyone? I just want to make sure.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe we can discuss that later under other business.
I would actually like to discuss streaming as well.
Yes, we
can. Streaming is important. For our safety.
Pardon me?
Given that there was a bomb threat called into the courts, and there was a gentleman behind the courthouse or the township building with a gun, I think we need live streaming.
Instead of having meetings in person? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the email, I'm not sure if people had the opportunity. We did try to reach out to our IT department, and they're literally being upgraded right now and moving the three offices to the township, as well as moving 14B Court. So I couldn't have any information to have a good discussion on it. And I would hope people would want to have information as well.
Yeah.
You know. And cost is something else that we discussed in the past when Trustee Lovejoy Rowe was here. So we do have a file on that too as well. And I would like to have more information to have a discussion, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to say
Trustee Newman?
Yes. I don't have an issue with live streaming. However, it's prudent that we analyze the costs and the setup of the system that it would be. You can't just take someone with a phone and record a meeting. Right. So just as long as we investigate and have an analysis of the live streaming, that would be fine. As long as we know everything involved, the costs, as well as the time it would take, as well as the setup of this courtroom, I mean, setup of this auditorium.
Okay.
Madam Supervisor, go ahead.
Madam Chair, Trustee Peterson. I didn't know if it was going to, since everybody's discussing it now, are you going to bring it back? Because I do have a comment. Do you want to bring it back later, or you want discussion to go on?
No, I mean, it's up to you, Trustee Peterson, but we are going to bring it back. I just didn't have any information.
I'm saying tonight you're going to bring it back, or are you going to discuss it now? I don't want to be out of order.
Right. No, I didn't plan on discussing it. No, I don't have any information.
So I won't do my comment. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Supervisor?
For understanding. Yes.
I do have a comment.
Trustee Lovejoy Rowe?
Thank you. I do have a comment since we're veering from the agenda on that, and that is that, you know, it's not, we did it for a long time when under COVID, so it's pretty simple to do. And it's, I looked at the numbers and stuff, you can do 300 participants for like $20 a month, both under Room and under Zoom. And the, you know, the courts all are doing it, you know, every single day with, especially with the one judge who's so popular, everybody zooms in on him. And they have, you know, 152, 300 participants. And with defendants that are all waiting and stuff. And my understanding is you're going to have court in here, so they're probably going to have a system already. And maybe we could just piggyback on their system, help share the cost of that. So anyways, just an idea. And I know, but I just hope that, you know, it just doesn't get delayed. And I understand, I respect the fact that people are busy right now. So hopefully maybe after the first of the year, we can move it forward. So
thank you. So we'll approve the minutes with amendments, which will be brought back to the board, actually, to be approved again. Any other questions?
So the consent agenda is only moved. The consent agenda is.
Monica's out there on
the plate. Oh. Is the mic on? Little button.
Okay, there it is. Okay. Only if it's approved. I don't know if it's coming up later on in the agenda, but since it was in the consent agenda, I figured I would comment on it. Is that okay, or should I wait? Okay, all right. Particularly what had came up about streaming. Should I wait?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. I just think it's an interesting discussion that is coming up now. And the reason why I think I can say this with conviction is because when I was a trustee, I brought it before the board. I actually did the research as well, going out to Van Buren Township and doing research about bringing what they have, which is very similar to a public service system, into Ypsilanti Township. I know at that point in time it was also cost prohibitive, and I know at that point in time when it came up for discussion and votes, then Clerk Lovejoy Rowe was against it. So I'm really happy to see that you have changed your mind on that, because I do think it's important, as long as the costs obviously would be effective for Ypsilanti Township. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have a motion and support to approve the consent agenda with the minutes coming back with the two areas that Clerk Rowe, she said something about, I mean, Trustee Rowe, the budget and live streaming. More information? Is that what I heard? Yeah. So we have a motion and support. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Next is the attorney's report. Is there any legal update, Mr. Winters?
Madam Chair, since this is our last meeting for the 2024 calendar year, I wanted to sort of highlight a few things that have happened that we've been involved with during the last 12 months, as well as ones that are still continuing on with Municipal Services Director John Hines. As the board is aware, Aldi's opened their store, I believe, on December 6th, and the feedback that we've received so far, at least, has been extremely positive from township residents in regards to their location, the store itself. We are still under contract with the owner, developer, and his attorney for the Culver's location, which will be situated right next to Aldi's. That contract has been continued on as they continue with their planning entitlement phase. Their contract is for $106,000, and as the township previous board allocated, they wanted those dollars to be reinvested into some of the older commercial properties throughout the township on the north side, Ecorse Road, Michigan Avenue, and at the same time, I know Giovanna is here tonight because of Aldi's and Culver's both being on the Seaver Farm property. We will capture those tax dollars that will then be able to be utilized to reduce the outstanding indebtedness on the LDFA bonds. That's the Local Development Finance Authority that was the vehicle under which the township actually put water and sewer roadways into the Seaver Farm District. In the past, because of Bozell's closing, there was a shortfall that had to be made up on those bond payments. And Aldi's and Culver's, when they do come, will greatly offset some of that, that shortfall. The township continues to sell vacant township properties for infill development. I know the township has accumulated a great number of vacant parcels over the years, and those parcels also require the township to expend significant dollars to keep those properties free from blight, mowing, etc. The township did close today on the Holmes Road parcel for $26,280. We also sold some vacant parcels on Alter Lane for $11,500. And again, I believe it's the intent of the board to utilize those funds towards that bucket of dollars to reinvest into the older commercial development. The township continues to also work with the Road Commission in regards to the lighting that's currently in place for the Aldi store. The Holiday Inn did receive a variance approval from the ZBA on December the 4th, and they too will need to install a light at Joe Hall Drive and Huron Street. And the Road Commission has indicated that, again, once that occurs, they will retime those lights, starting with the light in the city on I-94, so that there'll be hopefully no backups in regards to traffic that are utilizing Huron Street. In regards to West Michigan Avenue, a township is also nearing the completion of the development agreement for the Sheets gas station and convenience store. The development agreement has been prepared. I reviewed that, and there's been some revisions, and that's in a position to be shared with the owner developer and should be coming to the township board sometime in early 2025. Likewise, the Comfort Inn is continuing to move forward. That's also on West Michigan Avenue. That's a four-story hotel. And again, that part of Michigan Avenue continues to be of interest in addition to Huron Street. We did have a meeting with the Water Resource Commissioner's Office in regards to the drainage district that was established by the Township Board. As all of you may be aware, back when the Township acquired the Seaver Farm, there were different requirements for stormwater drainage back then as compared to now. And as a result of climate change, a number of other weather-related events, those rules and regulations have now been changed, and so the township will need to continue to make improvements in the drainage, stormwater drainage that's been established in the Seaver Farm, because Aldi and Culver's certainly is right now located on the north side of Brinker Way. We still have 27 acres located on the south side of Brinker Way that will also be developed and is under, well, we have actually been in contact with different potential brokers and developers on that 27 acres. In regards to the infrastructure projects, there have been a great deal of those during 2024. In fact, I think John's head was swimming today when we were going through all the different projects that were completed or near completed in 2024. The community center, if you've not yet been over there, you should take a look at that. It's really been quite an upgrade in regards to the bathrooms, the senior room, the dance studio, activity room. There was about $670,000 that were expended into the community center. And from what I've been told, the seniors are absolutely thrilled to have that space back and are doing enjoying it themselves. We also got $110,000 that we invested into the new HVAC on top of the community center, the air conditioning. That was through a grant that we obtained from the federal government. Might be one of the few ones we get from the federal government this year. But we use those dollars to put new air conditioning units in. We've also had a tremendous number of upgrades on the golf course. We had a total of four sets of bathrooms, two each, for a total of eight, that have been constructed by Northgate. Two are on the golf course itself, two are in the maintenance building, and one set is in the pro shop, and we're nearing completion on that. That was $220,000. Township also invested heavily into a number of neighborhood parks this year. We utilized different contractors and different engineers depending on the bids that came in. Burns Park has been completed. That was $171,000. West Willow had a significant number of upgrades, including the shelter, etc. That was $441,000. We also had Ford Lake Park completed. That was $397,000. Clubview Park completed, $280,000. The Community Center Park was completed, $408,000. The Four Heritage Park was completed at $218,000. We also, in Fort Lake Park, we finally were able to actually have bathrooms on Ford Heritage Park that had been a constant source of concern by parents and children who use that park. And so we were able to actually have two prefabricated bathrooms constructed on Fort Lake Park, and also entered into a contract to have the water and sanitary sewer lines extended to those bathrooms, and that totaled $341,000, and those are pretty much completed as well. Lakeside Park has also been completed, $325,000 in regards to those improvements. The Community Resource Center in West Willow also underwent significant renovations this year, $40,000. We had the fire station. I know the fire chief is here tonight. We had two brand new fire trucks we purchased, and we had some serious issues in regards to storing those fire trucks at the Hewitt Road station because of the, the ceiling was about ready to fall down, and so all those improvements were made so the fire trucks obviously can be parked there safely. We still have a lot of ongoing work on the Civic Center parking lot, as all of you are aware, as well as the Civic Center ponds. There was mention about the 14B District Court that is under construction, is underway. You saw the hallway that is being partitioned off for use by the court. It is my understanding that there is no intent to use this boardroom for court hearings. It's not up to compliance for any number of reasons, and so I believe Judge Washington has made arrangements to utilize some of the existing courtrooms throughout Washington County, but this site here will not be used as part of a 14B district court proceeding. Corriga Moving has already started taking the furniture out of the 14B court. Karen Wallen is here with Erica. We've been spending a great deal of time on our contract negotiations. The fire department was completed this year, still going back and forth as you normally would expect with TPOM. The 14B court extended their contract for 1 year, and we still have Teamsters. The somewhat of the unknown right now, and we'll get into this in more detail after the first of the year in closed session, we have three arbitration cases that are currently pending coming out of the fire department. They're very serious ones, and ones that we have taken very, very seriously, and we're going through the process now of selecting arbitrators pursuant to the AAA process that you follow pursuant to a contract whenever you reach that stage where the grievance cannot be resolved short of arbitration. The last item I'll mention is the one that continues to, I think, probably bother me as much as anything, and I've continued to talk with the Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement personnel. It has to do with the incident that occurred here on October the 8th when a former employee had a gun pulled on him, put in his face, threatened to be shot after the person left and the Sheriff's Department was called. A very quick response was made. One of our other staff park members located the vehicle description-wise and reported to the Sheriff's Department, and that person was the one that had pulled the gun on our employee at 6 a.m. in the morning. This person had served 10 years for CS criminal sexual conduct first degree involving a minor, and also been charged with cutting off his tether. And while he was rapidly apprehended by the Sheriff's Department and taken into custody with the gun and with 100 rounds of ammunition for the Luger firearm, this person has not been charged under the felony firearm statute. And I guess I'll keep on bringing this up until I get an answer. I've written three letters to the prosecuting attorney asking him why not, also asking him what is the criteria, if you have any, as to when you utilize the felony firearm charge. If you don't use it when an employee is ambushed on the Civic Center grounds by a person who has a very violent criminal past, and when he's apprehended with the gun and ammunition within an hour of the offense, if you're not going to use it then, under those circumstances, when are you going to use it? And it's hard for me to understand that because 2 weeks ago, when we were leaving to go to court for the December 3rd pretrial, that was the day that there was the bomb scare. And so when we got ready to leave, I got an email from the prosecutor's office advising me that once again it had been adjourned to this coming Thursday at 1:30 p.m. I did request the prosecutor's office that they at least have the courtesy of contacting the supervisor's office and explaining to her what I've been trying to get an answer to. Why are you not utilizing the felony firearm statute? And again, if there is no criteria or if it's whimsical, that may be your answer. I don't know. But at the same time, I think it's hard for me to imagine that if an employee was entering into the Washtenaw County Administration Building at 6 in the morning to go to work, and that person was ambushed with a gun pointed to their face, being threatened to be murdered, it's hard for me to imagine that that person would not be charged with a felony firearm. And I don't know what to think about the fact that, you know, people that come to work in this township, they leave each morning like all of us do, but they leave families behind fully expecting to go to the township and have a good day's work maybe, and same time leave at 4:30 earlier depending on their schedule and go home. They have a right not to have someone lying in wait with this ambush and to attack them, pull a gun on them, threaten to kill them, and then be willing to go to court to testify, yes, this is what happened. So I know this is the last meeting of the year. It may very well be that the December 19th pretrial, maybe that will be adjourned again. We'll know in 2 days. But I just think right now that as I've talked with Lieutenant Teets, I've talked with other people in law enforcement, I think right now that if you, this is the only county that I've been able to confirm that does not utilize the felony firearm statute the way that it was intended to be utilized. And so whether you go to Kenton, Detroit, Livingston, Genesee County, you can pick any county you want. And I can guarantee you right now, if someone is using a firearm in the commission of a felony, they're going to be charged. And I'll tell you why. Because that charge carries with it a mandatory 2-year prison sentence that has to be served consecutively before, it has to be served first before you start serving your sentence on the other felonies that you're convicted of when using that firearm. So the first time you use a firearm, it's a mandatory 2 years. Second time, 5 years. Third time, 10 years. And I've watched what's happened in Washtenaw County throughout my lifetime. I believe I'm qualified to say this as being in the attorney since 1978. I can say right now that the level of firearm violence in this county continues to rise. It continues to shock me as some of the crimes that are committed, especially at times by people that are very young. But at the same time, if you're serious about firearm violence and the effects it has upon your community and the damage it does to families, and I can tell you in this situation right now, involving this former township employee, that event significantly changed the course of his life, his employment, his family relationship. No question about it. And to not be able to at least give an answer as to why not, that is something that I believe this township is owed, this township board is owed, the township employees are owed, and maybe he feels I'm not owed an answer to my questions I write. That's okay too. But you need to answer to the people that you serve as to why in this situation, you're not only not charging it, but many other situations as well. I've done my research. I know how often he uses it. And it's by no means, this is an isolated situation. And so I'll plan on being in a court on Thursday 19th with Stan. And we made a commitment to the township employees to follow this through and I intend to do so. But at the same time, I think that it be incumbent upon the Township Board, maybe some of you can ask the prosecutor as to why he's not utilizing this charge. But be that as it may, you can't go around saying you're concerned about firearm violence and participating in vigils, participating in panel discussions, participating in all these things that happen after the fact if you're not willing to deal with the issue when it occurs as it happened on this property on October the 8th at 6 o'clock in the morning. So that's my report for the evening, and just wanted to have the board updated on all the different, and John, and just thank John too for all these infrastructure projects. I didn't believe that we could do all these contracts, quite frankly, in the 12 months, and Javon, all the administrative staff, township board officials, I know I started naming names, you're going to do somebody out, but they've done a tremendous job in overseeing this ARPA funds, and they've been spent in a way that I think will ensure a great majority of the township residents will see the benefit of this improvements for decades to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Winters. Any questions or comment regarding? I will be out of town. That's the only reason why I'm not attending the hearing. Under new business, number one, we have the request to approve adopting an annual option as set forth in 2011 Public Act 152, the Publicly Funded Health Insurance Contribution Act. Motion Rowe. Support Swanson. Ms. Wallen.
Good evening, Board. As you have in front of you is a memo from our office regarding the PA 152 Act. Every year it does require that the Township Board elect the option that they are going with. I've given some information on the three options. One is the hard cap. Second would be the 80-20, and then the third is the opt-out, which is what the Township Board has opted to do since 2016. This allows us to keep our health care rates for our employees at a rate that our employees can afford by providing them with an excellent health care package. So,
just as a friendly amendment, could we say option three, which is opt-out, is part of the motion?
Yes, that'd be fine with me.
Thank you. Are there questions and comments? Thank you, Karen, for bringing this forward every year. We have a motion support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number two is request authorization for Chief Densmore to sign and accept the State of Michigan grant for fire turnout gear in the amount of $87,500, which is first paid by the township from line item 206-901-976-005, and then reimbursed by the state, contingent upon attorney review.
So moved.
Motion Eldridge.
Support Lovejoy Rowe.
Support. Chief.
Hi, good evening, township officials. Just coming here tonight to bring you to permission to go ahead and sign that grant. It was offered, started about January of last year, about a year ago, for the career fire departments in the state to receive however many firefighters are on board in their department to a one-time deal to give them some grants that or some monies towards turnout gear that they might not, their municipalities might not have. So it went through quite a bit of change in the Lansing government, and it finally got pushed through us through about mid-October. And I'm just here tonight to answer any questions you might have and to seek authorization to proceed with that so we can get that ordered and get it on board.
Questions and comments for Chief? Hearing none, I do want to just thank you for seeking this out and bringing it forward. And Chief, you're just over a year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
A little bit over a year. And I appreciate you coming in, and when there's not enough firefighters to come in, you come in and fill in to make sure that you support your men and women in the fire department as well as our community. And thank you for your year of service.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I do have two quick other notices. I'm finally able to sell both those fire engines, or the one ladder truck and the fire engine. The gentleman's coming tomorrow to pick those trucks up. So I'll be meeting with the finance department to secure the check to them. And I also, back in June, had wrote a small grant through Washtenaw 100 for some firefighting equipment to off-road grass fires. We never really had the capabilities. If we had like a grass fire or a cornfield or anything, we would always have to call mutual aid. So I was able to secure a grant for $6,100 to put towards that equipment. And I'll be working on that shortly, probably after the first of the year. We have a vendor that I need to square some things up with, but it'll be coming out of Canada. So we'll have some partners up there with that. So looking forward to 2025 with some new good equipment for the residents and make sure we're all safe and sound.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
We have a motion support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number three is resignation of Monica Ross Williams from the AAATA Board of Directors as the Ypsilanti Township representative.
So moved, Peterson.
Motion Peterson.
Support.
Support Eldridge.
Hi.
Hi. Monica Ross Williams, 2150 Chevrolet Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan. Thank you for the opportunity to have served on the AATA board. As I wrote to in my letter of asking for resignation from to Supervisor Brenda Stumbo, we have decided to move out of Ypsilanti Township. So that we'll be putting up our house for sale next year and proceeding to move on. It has been an honor and a privilege to have served this community in the role of AATA representative, also a trustee for Ypsilanti Township, and before that, a park commissioner. I really do appreciate that, and then I'll save the rest for public comments, but I'm really happy about the economic development on Whitaker Huron Road. That's what I had always wanted to see and is coming for, so thank you.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you for your service, Monica, very much. So we have a motion and support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number four is a request authorization to seek bid proposals for vacant township property mowing.
So moved, Peterson.
Motion Peterson.
Support.
Support Eldridge. Mr. Hines.
Good evening, John Hines, Municipal Service Director. Before I start, I did want to add the comment and thank Doug for his comments about the infrastructure projects, and really just add that they really would not be at the point they are today without the support from Supervisor's office, the full-time electeds, the rest of the board, Doug himself, of course, Javonna Neal, accounting director, and the rest of the RSD department, parks and grounds, facility maintenance, recreation, golf, and the clerical staff. It really did take a village to get them to where they are now, and will continue to do so till they're finished. So I want them to be recognized as well for all the help they put in, because definitely took all their efforts.
Thank you.
As for the agenda item at hand, this is request authorization to put out an RFP for vacant township property mowing. This is an agreement that we just ended our two-year agreement with Looking Good Services, and it would be to maintain those vacant properties the township owns that Attorney Winters referenced earlier. And the list of properties is at the back of the RFP. And currently we have 29 properties that are included on this list. When we went out for this agreement 2 years ago, it was actually 38. We've been able to reduce by 9 through sales through the assessing department, as well as our staff taking on some of the mowing properties as well. If this were to be approved and to go out, the bid would be posted in January with a picture of each property and the size for a reference point as well, and bids would be opened January 27th and brought to the February meeting for an approved vendor. The other difference between this RFP and the last RFP is we made sure to specify trimming as well as mowing, and include that some properties may need to be added or subtracted depending on township acquisitions or sales.
Thank you. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number five is a request authorization to seek bid proposals for township roadside trash.
So moved, Peterson.
Motion Peterson?
Support.
Support Newman? John?
Yep. So this was a request to go out to bid in January for township roadside trash collection. This, again, was part of the township mowing RFP the last time and before when it went out. We separated it because we feel that two separate vendor would probably bid on this, so open up the pool of potential contractors that want to work with the township, as well as the change in what we're looking for with this RFP. This has been reduced as well from what we went out with 2 years ago. This RFP that we're going to go out for focuses on I-94 between Michigan Ave and Rawsonville on both sides, east and west. And at that time, that is it. Again, we do have the line in there to add more if needed, but due to the pilot program that was successful with later, we were able to reduce the need for this RFP. So it's actually a good thing that this will not have the same need for roadside trash because it's being done.
Questions or comments? Treasurer Eldridge.
John, could you just include in the RFP when whoever is selected that a part of their duties besides picking up is just looking at those sound barriers and when they see the graffiti to report it so we can call MDOT and have it removed?
Yeah, I can include a line that will say any sort of blight or of the like.
So MDOT used to pick up trash along the roadway, and they do not do that anymore. And the mowing on 94 used to be MDOT, and they contract for it to the road commission, and they only do it twice a year. But the amount of litter is... it's really unacceptable, and I do not understand why people think throwing things out in your community is acceptable, but there's a lot of communities that have people that pick up trash just to keep it in, you know, a welcome place for you to live and work and play. So thank you for bringing this up again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We have a motion and support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 5 is a budget amendment number 16. Clerk Swanson.
Motion to amend the 2024 budget, number 16, move to increase the general fund budget by $169,470 to $27,995,392 and approve the department line item changes as outlined.
That was a motion. Is there a support?
Support Peterson.
Motion.
So move, Peterson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was yours? You moved it?
I moved it. Support Peterson. I apologize.
That's okay. Motion Swanson. Support Peterson. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There's no other business. Are there public comments?
Hi, again, last time. Monica Ross Williams, 2150 Chevrolet. I did have a couple of comments about what Doug had mentioned. I'm a bit confused in regards to why it is that a two-year firearm felony cannot be charged. As most people know, I used to be a correction officer, and so, yeah, that is 2 years. It is not hard to charge it. It is just a straight abomination that one of the township employees had to come in at 6 o'clock in the morning and have a gun put to his face and then also have his life threatened or her. It would be my ask is that maybe someone on the board would be willing to write a resolution and have the township board vote on that against the actions of not charging that at this point, because that's ridiculous. Back to the improvements on Huron Street. In my leaving, or will be soon leaving, That was always my goal, is to see Huron Street developed. To hear now that, you know, there's Audis, there's Culver's, and other things that's coming. That's why I fought so hard to get Huron Street and US 12 redone. Going to meetings endlessly with MDOT and also basically Washtenaw County Road Study. There is a reason now that when you see that, that was a result of those meetings. And I also equally want to thank Ronnie Peterson for getting the $8 million in order to improve both of those areas. It would not have been done without both of those actions. And I think that's going to leave a great future for Ypsilanti Township going forward. The last thing that I would like to express again is that I really appreciated serving with most of the people on the board that I served with. I appreciated their professionalism. I appreciated their support and also their criticism when need be. So I just want to make sure that I point out some of those people. Stan Eldridge, Brenda Stumbo, Debbie Swanson, I served with you as a park commissioner, and also Doug Winters for his very long memos that that it was required to read. So thank you. And also, as well, even though I didn't serve with John Newman and also Ms. Peterson, thank you for your service here in Ypsilanti Township. With that, I will give up the mic. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments?
Is this on? Yeah.
Should be.
Tad Weiser, 610 North Miami. Thinking about the future, I think everybody's processing, and I don't have any ideas of how we deal with the coming years, but we're going to be not getting any help, I don't think, from the federal government for a while, or maybe even some difficult times. And just encourage us all to keep looking at how we can come together, deal with the active efforts to divide us that are happening all the time, and just say this is not a township, this is not a municipality where that's going to happen. We're going to be pulling together and figuring out how we can actually demonstrate for others to model how we take big new steps that bring us together, but also make working people's lives better and better, not just staying level, not getting worse. That's the problem. So just looking forward to a new year of all of us taking a fresh look and in a new situation. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments? Yes, sir. You can use that mic.
We'll try this. Not follow it. Jeremy Haley, Ipsy Township. Well, I was just going to ask that if you guys can think of setting up some kind of community garden for the West Willow community in the vacant school property that's been vacant that just gets mowed. Something that would bring the young and the old together, because maybe the old would like to have a garden, but they're too old to set one up. But if they're able to go somewhere where other people can help them, it'll be more productive to get the younger generation talking, helping the older generation out, and bring a good quality of food to the community for free. And my other thing is, I did go to the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners meeting a couple weeks ago, talked to them about the MDOT project, and they are going to come up with a resolution for it. If you'd all would like to contact, I believe his name, Yusuf Rabi. Mm-hmm. Rabi, yes. He was very adamant. There was a law passed when he was in the legislature in 2021 that allows private companies to take control of our public roads and do exactly what they're trying to do. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, are there board member updates?
Madam Chair.
Trustees Peterson?
I would just like to commend Monica Ross. I could say Monica tried her best to stand up for what was right. I've seen Monica at many meetings. We appreciate you serving. I wasn't on the board at the time, but a true activist in Ypsilanti Township. I salute you and wish you very well. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Other comments from board member? Yes, Clerk Swanson.
I would also like to publicly thank Monica Ross Williams for her service. I enjoyed working with you at the Park Commission, and I also appreciate that when I chose to run for trustee, that you gave some guidance and that you also gave me my first order of business to, you said, please carry the torch forward on the ethics policy. And with Supervisor Stumbo, we were able to create an ethics policy really quickly in my first term. So thank you for that. Wish you well.
Madam I just, Chair? I'm sorry, Trustee Newman.
Yes, I would like to congratulate Monica Williams, Ross Williams as well, for her service and for those conversations we had as far as even me moving forward into the trustee realm. I thank you for that, and I wish you well, and I wish, say, it wasn't so. We needed people like you on the AATA board to fight for Ypsilanti Township when we don't have much representation. And I thought you would be a perfect person for that. So you will be missed.
Thank you. Are there any other board member updates? Do you have anything? Okay. Then I just want to thank all the employees and the staff. This has been a rough year for a lot of reasons, but through it all, you guys are amazing the way you act. Treat our residents and our customers that come in here and follow through on things with a smaller staff and vacancies, lots of vacancies that we have now, and the movement and all the improvements that we're having at one time has been a lot. And I just really, it wouldn't be possible without our employees. They're the first line of defense and offense and service to our residents, and they've just done a great job. Also, I'm not sure if everyone received the 2025 helpful handbook. Hopefully you got it mailed to you. If you didn't, let us know. It's the earliest it's been out. I really want to thank Shelly and RSD and Josh and Recreation and our magnet. So we're ready to go in January of 2025. The three full-time officials met regarding the changes on the financial policy. We're going to bring back to the board and discuss it. Some of the things limit people who want to bid. It requires them to actually do it electronically, and some of our small businesses do not like it and don't have the staff to do it. So we hope to bring that back to the board. We also met with our infrastructure engineer for eCourse Road study that's in progress, as well as the updates to the traffic counts on the south side of the township. Years ago, Lovejoy, when was that? We did 96, I think. I think it was 96. We actually did a study of all the intersections, and we saw that they were failing. So there were, we reduced the number of units for zoning and required developers, which was very progressive and has not been done in the county, and now everyone's doing it, and with our township attorney and the board, we were able to get a lot of improvements on the to accommodate the development. So we're doing an update on that. That'll be coming back to the board. eCourse Road, he is a former MDOT director, the engineering firm. Paul Ajubal is his name. And so we had asked him about what is going on 94, and he advised us to write a letter to the governor and let her know that residents are concerned. And we didn't understand when they said a charging lane, I thought it was a battery charging lane. I did not know that it was actually charging people. So we plan on doing that, and we're aware that the county actually took a very strong position against that. Stan and I had a Zoom meeting with 14B Court on alternative funding for trial courts. because there's a lot of financial stress on courts right now, and it continues to grow. So they're looking at possibly alternative ways at the state to fund the courts, which would be a great blessing, I think. Well, I know. I do have a meeting set up with the new sheriff, Alicia Dyer, and she announced that Matt Harshberger is the new
undersheriff.
So keep you updated on that. As he is actually from the city of Ypsilanti and then Pittsfield, right? So I look forward to those. Also had a meeting with Evan Pratt and the new Water Resource Commissioner, Gretchen Driscoll, and Congresswoman Dingell regarding a request for infrastructure dollars for the flooded areas, which was Buyer Relief Drain and YTD number one, which is Oakland Hawthorne, Ecorse Road, Thurston, West Willow, and Sugarbrook. So the board had authorized a $400,000 study, and it has specific recommendations in it. So Congresswoman Dingell said submit them still, and we're going to continue to proceed as we always have, asking for infrastructure. But flooding and climate change is huge, and we need to try to resolve these issues to find a solution. They did clean out all the storm drains in the area, which helped tremendously. So, but that's not a long-term solution, as we know. Alma D. Washington passed away. She was the woman that did Black History Month celebration in Ypsilanti Township. This year was her 10th year in doing that, and I attended her service. She played the piano and donated her time for everything. And Nicole Passmore, who is our Director of Senior Services, has requested that we name the next celebration of Black History after Alma D. Washington, which will be in February. So we'll make sure everyone knows about that. And that, I just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays and a happy new year. And thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to working with our board and all the great things that we're going to work towards for our community. So with that, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, Ms. Kaiser. What's this?
Board
member update, Ms. Kaiser.
My name is Arloa Kaiser, and I'm a old body in the township. And I want to take this time to say thank you to the board and Doug also for being so available, not only to me, but to the residents of the township. And no matter how silly the questions might be, you take the time to explain it. So it's basically in our language, simple, but yet that the township knows, the members of the township knows what's going on. And I want to thank you all and look forward to seeing you next year.
Thank you, Ms. Kaiser. Motion to adjourn is in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Support.
Motion Peterson. Support Eldridge. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 6:59.